Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? MVP Injury Law is your most valuable player when you want to score. Visit MVPinjuryLaw.com. Call us today.
312-883-9500-MVP. Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
Joey Christopoulos, Sports Talk Chicago, just with a quick baseball hit. Now, for those of you that have been tuning into my show the last couple weeks, and one of you even commented on there, I did a segment last week about how the Chicago Cubs, if they were going to get back into postseason contention, this is what they needed to do. This is what could happen. This is what should happen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me here today, because it's over. The Chicago Cubs, the season, it's dead. It's dead. We all tried. I tried. Look, here's the thing about me, and you guys have to understand this, is that we have three roads here with our Chicago sports, all right? Apathy, anger, or optimism, all right? I'll tell you something right now. Apathy is never interesting. Anger is the easiest, and optimism is the hardest to figure out. I was not trying to say that the Chicago Cubs were going to turn their season around. I was just trying to posit a scenario where if they did, this is what they had to do. And I'm here to tell you right now, unfortunately, the Chicago Cubs season is dead. We will all remember it for its mediocre play. We will all remember it as it smiled upon us with terrible defense early on. We will all remember as it tapped us on the shoulder and said, hey, remember when I blew that save? Oh, and then we said, oh yeah, you've blown 20 of them this year. Look, it's not going the direction they needed to. And this is why I'm turning course on it. It's because this series against the Pittsburgh Pirates, they needed to win this series, okay? They needed to come up with some big wins here. They had won six in a row. They came home. They were scoring runs like crazy, averaging over 10 runs a game for about a week. They came home, and they laid a dud. They've got the Yankees and the Dodgers coming into town, and then I will admit the schedule gets a lot easier. Schedule aside, and even losing those two games, which I think really kind of crushed their postseason hopes because they really had to make up a lot of ground. The biggest one for me that says the season is over is the news about Justin Steele. For those of you who don't know, he was scratched on Tuesday from his start because he's had elbow issues that he's been dealing with for the last 2 weeks. He had an MRI. For all the reports that we've heard so far, the Chicago Cubs are telling us that Justin Steele's elbow looks good, nothing structurally wrong with it. But when that happens, you immediately shut down that player. There is only a month left in the season. So you're telling me that Justin Steele now is out of this rotation. I just did a show last week saying that the path to the postseason was that the Chicago Cubs had to almost win every single start that Justin Steele, whenever he's on the mound, they had to win that start. And now he's not there. They're replacing him with Kyle Hendricks. Game over. See ya. Thanks for playing. I like the fact that the offense came around. I like the fact that they have shown a little bit of some fight. I do think at this point now, if you're a person that enjoys going to Vegas or not, I think that they might hit that over at 80.5. They probably will be an over 500 team. But if you look at the landscape of how well San Diego has played, Atlanta still has more talent than the Chicago Cubs, even though they've lost so many guys due to injury this year. I just think the hill is too high to climb. Look, it will have to probably take a 10-game win streak for the Chicago Cubs to even probably sniff getting into that third wild card position. And at this point, I just don't see it happening. At the end of the day, what are we going to look back on? I'm not going to look back on a team that underperformed or played. This team kind of is what it is. If you look at a lot of these guys' numbers, they are going to look and reflect what the back of the baseball card looked like. Sure, the defense could have been better, yes, but when you look back on this season, you can't point at anybody. I can't point a finger at anybody else but probably Jed Hoyer and that front office. What we're going to get, the results, the win totals that we're probably going to see by the end of this year for this Cubs team, which will probably be in the maybe 78 to 83 range. This is the exact kind of team that Jed Hoyer constructed, and anything that he tried to sell you on or spin you on to start the season was disingenuous. I mean, I like some of the core pieces on this team, but again, we're going to play this dance again in the offseason that until the Chicago Cubs go out there and give you an upper level blue chip player. And yes, I'm sorry, a guy that signs a contract that probably is in excess of $250 million, like a Corbin Burns, like a Juan Soto, like trade for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and then sign him to some money. This is what the Chicago Cubs are. They're middle of the road, try hard. Maybe if we play above our projection, maybe if we play a little ahead of our skis, we can sneak into the playoffs. And then Tom Ricketts says, who knows what'll happen then, folks? I mean, look, it is what it is. And I don't think this team is far away. I really don't. But again, until you get me that elite level talent in either your rotation or in the middle of your lineup, this is what you're going to get. Five or six guys that drive in about 65 to 80 runs a year, not a dude that drives in 100, guy that's probably going to hit maybe 22, 23, 24 home runs. And look, I'm not wagging my finger at that. I'm just saying those can't be your centerpieces. Those need to be the complementary that takes it to the next level. The Chicago Cubs team season, unfortunately, is dead. It died when Justin Steele's elbow went out on him, and then they lose two in a row to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Maybe by the time you're listening or watching to this right now, they've racked up a couple more losses, or maybe they bounce back. But man, I just don't see it. It's too little. It's too late. Good night. Good luck. And man, this offseason, are we going to be wringing our hands? Because I don't think Jed Hoyer or Tom Ricketts have any interest in spending the kind of money that it is going to take to bring this team up to another level. And until then, the Cubs, unfortunately, are going to be stuck where they are right now, right in the middle. When you've been injured in an accident, insurance companies like to treat your situation like a game. But MVP Injury Law has over 30 years of experience bringing home the gold for their clients, and they'll march you down the field, get you in the end zone, and get you the compensation that you deserve. Put your most valuable player on the field, MVPinjuryLaw.com, or call them today.
Got hurt in a crash? Call MVP. 312-883-9500. We're the team.